News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is Friday. It is Friday, the 25th of April, and we should all be like fired up because there's so much going on. But I see a bunch of kind of like, you know, like that Savannah here who's leaning over the, just barely hanging on to the microphone here. Welcome back, Savannah.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. We missed you.
I missed Reading too.
Yeah. We haven't seen you in like about a month. You've been in Switzerland, all these other places, but hey, Carl and Linda Bott, about 7:08 here in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. com. And good morning, fiery girl. She's already in. It's going to be an interesting day today. We have, of course, Haven Humane here, and we'll be talking to Spencer in a second. And we have South Pacific is rolling through. Then, of course, Cool April Nights, and then Dave Benda. Dave Benda, who is the business editor over there at the Record Searchlight, has been here and talking about what's happening in Reading for over 20 years. I'm really interested. We've never had Dave on before, and I'm interested in this. But first, we're going to start off with Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are starting out in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 110 points at 16,391. The S&P 500 is off 9 points at 1868, and the Nasdaq Composite is down 44 points at 4,104. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down a quarter at $16.09, Ford off 57 cents at 1575, General Electric up 26 cents at 2672. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 8 cents at 85.60 per share, Pacific Gas and Electric up a quarter at 45.15, AT&T off 3 pennies at 34.47. Overtook commodities, gold is up $10 an ounce at 1301, silver up 6 cents at 19, crude oil down $1.28, trading at $100 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Oh, thank you, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. You talk to the annuities, talking about what's going on in Wall Street. Obviously, Susan is up, as are all the people down there that are working at our Wells Fargo Advisors. They know what's going on. They can help you with those plans to give you that financial freedom by the time you're my age, for you and your children. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, and then stop on by their place at Park Marina Drive. You know, you look like you could use some sleep there, Savannah. You think so, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the weather today?
Currently it is 53 degrees, going to get up to a high of 58, low of 41 with an 80% chance of showers. Saturday is looking partly sunny, 60 degrees, low 46, and Sunday is going to be a high of 66, low 45 with a 40% chance of showers.
See, and weather's always
sponsored and brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, the family owned and operated, so give them a call at 365-3793.
You're the one. You've already got that up someplace, right?
I do.
You've been gone for a month, and you know what, Savannah? See, I know you got back like 2:00 in the morning, but if you had had a sleep number bed like Linda and I have, you'd be just like bouncing around this morning. Our sleep number settings, Linda is 45, mine's 40. We just, you know, Trish Clark's, it's like 55. Somebody called yesterday, said he's working his way down to the 40s. He started at 80s, he's working his way down to the 40s. But I can't say enough about sleep number. Dual air technology, which means Linda and I can each have that firmness that we want in the bed. And, you know, how many times you've been, you know, it's either too soft or too hard. Well, you can fix that. You can fix that with a sleep number bed, and I can't say enough about it. Clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality, and it is Consumer Reports bed of the year, and they don't take money or ads or anything. So this is, they give a pretty good, they give what they see as being the best. And right now, at your Sleep Number store. You can get a queen mattress starting at just $6.99. That's right. And right now, save $300 on an all-new C4 queen mattress set. Now, how much is a good night's sleep worth to you? You're going to be in that bed for 25, 30 years. You might as well have one that you can sleep well in. That if you have to get up in the middle of the night when your Marine buddy calls you at 10:30, whooping it up from some place I'm not sure where, just to say hello, and you want to be able to go back to sleep right away, which you can't on your Sleep Number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. See Brian or Janice, and they're going to tell you what your sleep numbers are. They're going to show you what it is. Give them a call at 223-2300, Sleep Number. All right, Spencer.
Good morning.
Good morning. If it's Friday and there's a dog laying on my feet, it's got to be pet of the week.
Yes, it is.
Tell us about Cookie.
This morning I brought Cookie with me. She is a 4-year-old reddish pit bull mix. And I brought Cookie with me because she is an ambassador of the breed. She weighs about 35, maybe 40 pounds max. And here she's laying in the studio, just laying on the floor, couldn't care less what's going on around her, super mellow. Comes right up and eager to meet everybody. I mean, she has got to be one of the best pit bulls I've seen in the 3 years that I've been working at the shelter.
She's just sitting here with a little, well, she's laying down now, but she was sitting and licking people's fingers. Like very, I mean, just very friendly. Like, yeah, come on over here. Let me lick your finger. Yeah.
And I love her wrinkly forehead.
She almost looks like a cross between a Shar Pei.
She almost does because her forehead's all wrinkly. It looks like someone's thinking or concentrating hard on something.
Well, that's the way Savannah looks. She gets that little look, you know, concentration look. And a little, you don't have a wrinkle on your, you know, you probably don't have a wrinkle on your face. Anyway, Savannah, you know, when you're 23 years old, you can get away with that. But this dog is cute. This dog looks like it has personality.
She does, and you know, and the best part about Cookie is she already knows all of her basic commands. She rides great in vehicles. She'll sit over on the passenger seat and not move at all. You tell her to sit, she plops right down and looks right at you like, okay, well, what do you want me to do next?
Well, where'd you get her?
Cookie actually came in as a stray, and no one ever came looking for her.
Obviously, this dog's been taken care of, and it hasn't been abused or anything. Like, you put your hands around her head, she doesn't shy away. There's no, like, marks on her where she's been beaten or bitten or anything like that.
No, she was actually quite a bit underweight when she got to us.
She was probably a stray for a while.
For a while, yeah. But when now she's all nice and happy and healthy and ready for a new forever home. We do have her rated for a home with kids 5 and older. Just because we don't know her background, you know, and
five's young.
Yeah, five's pretty young, yeah. And we might be able to work with a little younger as long as we did a dog child introduction. Part of Cookie's adoption has actually already been paid by a Good Samaritan because she is such a great dog. Someone came in, fell absolutely in love with her, and wanted to make sure that she was adopted, so they came in and paid a portion of her adoption. All around, I can't say enough good things about this dog. Her only flaw that we have noticed since she's been with us is that she would need to go to a home without cats. She's good with dogs, but she doesn't like those furry little four-legged things we call cats.
Okay, so a non-cat house.
Yes. If you're interested in Cookie, you could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, Monday through Saturday between 11 and 5, or give us a call at 241-1653.
Don't forget to send me a photo of Cookie.
I will as soon as I get back to the shelter.
Okay, now, this is a great-looking little dog, and she's different, and I think that she's going to make somebody a great pet. And somebody's just come on our chat room and said, this is rattlesnake season.
It is rattlesnake
season. My dog was vaccinated for rattlesnakes, and she was bit on the back of the neck after that. Excuse me. She had a lump on the size of a lemon and the fang marks, but nothing really happened to her because of the vaccine. So this is something that people need to know. It's rattlesnake season, so if you've got a place where you might have seen snakes before, you might want to be watching your dogs.
Yes, well, and a rattlesnake vaccine can literally make the difference between life or death. An unvaccinated dog versus a vaccinated dog, the vaccinated dog is a lot more likely to survive.
Do you all have that down there?
Yes, we do offer those vaccines down there.
Okay, do you know how much they cost by any chance?
I believe, you can't quote me on this, but I believe they're around $28 for them.
$28?
$28.
You know what? That might be worth it if you've got a dog that's out there on the outside and you've got a place for their snakes. Okay, Haven Humane. Spencer, as usual, thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you for having us on your show.
All right, let's find Cookie a great home. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I got South Pacific here, and some enchanted evening. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighting. I'll see you at the range.
The 66th annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to readingrodeo.com or visit the Reading Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Highland Park Subdivision has recently opened three new move-in ready model homes and new lots. Many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar-built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar-built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:20 in the morning, 25th of April, 53 degrees out there. Looks like we could get some rain, but we're not looking for rain because today's cool April nights. Rain tomorrow, then it's okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts. They've got every type of supplement and natural foods that you can think of. Largest selection in Northern California. An in-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff to assist you. They have classes on health and diet in the evenings. And raw and organic foods of all kinds, non-GMOs. All of this located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
There is nothing like a day. Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a Dave.
And if you're hearing that, you know South Pacific has arrived in Reading. I'm here with Gavin Spencer, the musical director of Shasta High. And Shasta High School presents South Pacific, one of my favorite musicals.
It's one of my mother's favorite musicals, too.
Well, I'm sure that we've got something in common, your mother and I do. Maybe the fact that we're both in our early 50s.
Okay.
Okay, turn the microphones off. Right. I can do the next 4 minutes talking about Obamacare. All right. Okay, tell us about this. This looks, we've got six of the actors in here. And
We're real excited.
Is this fun? Have you all done this one before?
No, this is the first one for us. I think Shasta did it, I don't know how many years ago, but probably over 20 years ago. And this has been a show that my mom has been begging me to do for years because she played Nellie Forbush in high school.
Is that right? Well, I told you, I guess I was like about 8 years old and my mom took me to the movie, I guess. And it was just, I mean, it has kind of like has all those types of songs. It's got the military in it. It's got love. It's got all that. I mean, it's a great, great theatrical production.
It's a great story. And I think it's one of the best crafted musicals ever written.
You know, it's based on James Michener's book, South Pacific. Did you ever read that? A series of short stories all about World War II in the Pacific.
No, but I wish I would have.
Well, you know what? It's good because I have a copy of it and I'll make sure you get it.
Awesome.
But it does. It has a lot of the characters from the musical is in it, even though it's a much darker book than what the musical is. So, all right. Tell me a little bit about your actors here.
Well, why don't you guys introduce yourself, Mr. DeBeck?
I'm Joshua Snell, and I play the role of Emile DeBeck.
Give us a little bit of French accent.
When you are speaking as a French accent, you often speak like this. I'm so very excited to be here on the radio today.
Good. Okay, one of our main characters there.
Yeah. I'm Nick Meyer, and I play the role of Stewpot.
Stewpot, you know what? Nick, I think you're going to be a great Stewpot. Here's a guy, big, strong, deep voice, ready to go, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, you bet. Yeah. Okay, who's next here? Who do we have?
I'm Zachary Davis, and I play the role of Captain George Brackett.
Okay, now the captain's the one that's always trying to keep all these guys straight here, right?
Right.
And it's one when his assistant says, what would she see in an older guy?
That's right.
Remember that? You know, you got to play that line great. You know, maybe she appreciates maturity and wisdom. Okay, who's next here?
My name is Jimmy LeWillier, and I'm playing Luther Billis.
You know what? You have a chance, you realize this, to steal the whole show. You realize
I love stealing things.
Well, so I noticed that because you're wearing one of these things over your head. And, just to hide your curly hair or something here. But you know what? Yeah. Luther Billis is probably one of the best written, you know, supporting actor roles probably ever.
Because, it is a great role.
Oh, it's a great. Okay. Do you have the tattoo of the ship on your belly?
Yeah. You want to see it? No.
You don't?
We will have one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
I'm Michael Sanders and I play Commander Harbison.
Okay. Commander Harbison. And we have our duty female here. Okay.
Hi, I am Hatea Russo, and I'm playing the part of Bloody Mary.
You're playing Bloody Mary.
I am playing Bloody Mary.
Oh.
Give us a little Bloody Mary.
Okay. Lieutenant, you got sweetheart. Sent home Chicago to sexy sweetheart.
I can't believe the words came out of that little girl's mouth. Okay. You know, this really sounds great. Yeah. So when is this going to be?
It opens next Thursday, May 1st.
May 1st?
You let
April get away from us. You let April get away from us, Savannah. Okay.
So it's 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 8th, 9th, and 10th. And we're selling our tickets through the Cascade Theater, okay. www.cascadetheater.org. But the show does take place at the David Marr Theater.
Okay, and we've got a couple of sets of tickets that we're going to be giving away. Maybe not right now, but we're going to be giving them away. So y'all, tickets go fast here. So don't call. Not yet. There'll be time. We'll be calling here. So is it a lot of fun putting one on like this?
I mean, oh, yeah.
Is it a little more relaxed doing a South Pacific as opposed to, say, something else? Or is it all kind of that same?
Well, I'll tell you what's been nice is, it's not a show that's going to have all like falling chandeliers.
Yeah,
and
that's what
things
I was going to
like
say. Did you
that.
Have that?
But no, but it's a beautiful show in a different way. I mean, the sets and the lighting and just the music itself. It's just an awesome show, but it's not the spectacle that Phantom of the Opera was.
Yeah.
But it's been nice not having to deal with all the technical stuff and just be able to focus on the show, the story.
I mean, you all put on some tough productions here. Yeah. And some good productions. Thank you, by the way. And, you know, Phantom was just outstanding. And this one, I think this is a fun musical. Now, how many of you had heard of South Pacific before it started? So, okay, so not everybody had heard of South Pacific. And, so what do you think now, Monsieur Lebec? What do you think about South Pacific?
I think it's a wonderful production. It hit points personally to home, like, racism and stuff like that. That's, you know,
in the way they did it. And the way they did it in this, where the Boston, Marine officer fell in love with this, with Bloody Mary's daughter. And why? Because you have to be carefully taught.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To hate other people. To not like each other. Yeah, it's a powerful statement there. And then of love and unrequited love, and then love at the end and Nellie Fallbush, who couldn't get with Emil because of his children.
Right.
You need to read that book, South Pacific. It's a very interesting book, and it's a series of short stories. But it's this play, except in a novel, a slightly different novel. So,
right.
So is everybody enjoying themselves? Stewpot, come on in here, Stewpot, and talk to me. We've got a couple minutes. Now, what do you do when you're not doing this?
When I'm not in the musical or doing Madrigal Dinner, I enroll, I do football, I do sports. Then I also work with kids sometimes, tutoring and stuff, and babysitting.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior, so we got another year with you then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Bloody Mary, hop back in here.
When I'm not doing this, which is pretty much all I have time for right now. I write music and play my guitar and play with my dogs. I don't know.
So what grade are you?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. So is this something you want to continue in your life?
Oh, yeah. I love this. This is what keeps
me going.
A lot of fun, huh? Yeah.
I tell you what, my wife's been in entertaining since she was 15. And TV, movies, all these things. And it never gets out of your blood. I mean, she's still singing. She's still out there doing things. So it's something that, and you're always kind of, it's really a rush for her, you know, to go out. I mean, even though she's been doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. So anyway, okay. Billis.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, how do you prepare for this? I only got a couple minutes. How do you prepare to be Luther Billis, this guy who's a con man, kind of forced to be a hero at times, but always kind of like, you know, seeing what's going to be good for Billis.
Oh,
move in closer.
You see, I just wiggle a lot, and then I'm just ready to be all spry and movie, and then I start talking in this accent, and I start yelling a lot, and then sometimes I'm calmer, and I'm just trying to make a deal, but other than that, I am.
Now, are you still doing lace for Nellie Fallbush?
What was that?
Are you still doing the repairs on her lace for Nellie Fallbush?
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay.
You didn't see that.
And he even does pleats very well.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer.
are you in the, when they do the musical, are you coming out as, what's the character in the, 101 pounds of fun? Oh, you come out as Honey Bun.
Oh, yes,
Luther,
I am Honey
Billow.
Bun.
What's your name?
Like
Luther.
Lutheria. The King of the Sea.
Lutheria Billis or something.
Oh, yes, I will be wearing a lovely coconut bra and a grass skirt. And
nothing wrong with that.
not
okay.
One thing. No.
Okay, we're here with Shasta High and the play South Pacific, the musical South Pacific, and the people that are putting this on obviously are happy. And Gavin, you look happy. We're here with Gavin Spencer, musical director of Shasta High. It's going to be May 1st through the 3rd and May 8th through the 10th at the David Marr Theater right here in Reading. You can get your tickets at the Cascade box office online at cascadetheater.org or give them a call, 243-8877, or stop by. I think it's going to be a great musical. We're going to roll in there and see that.
Yeah, come check it out. We hope it will be too.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's like I said, it's a feel good musical, but it teaches a lot of lessons in there. Maybe a little subtly. And maybe, you know, that hopefully that we can get past, we've gotten past a lot of that by now.
Yes.
Hopefully. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carl.
Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio station.
It's time again for Hot Cards.
And cool April nights back.
the Reading Civic Auditorium for the Silver Anniversary Cool April Nights Car Show.
The jam-packed week is underway with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise, the concerts, and more.
Today features multiple show and shines. A pre-cruise rally at Cicada Cantina from 2:30 to 5:30 featuring live music by the Decades from Chico. The cruise revs up at 6:30. And Catch a Wave, a tribute to the Beach Boys and Omega 10 at 8:30 tonight.
The 25th annual Cool April Nights has come roaring back to the Reading Civic Auditorium every day through Sunday.
An exciting event for the entire family.
Tickets available now, only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive, at your nearby Napa Auto Parts store, or online at CascadeTheater.org.
Sponsored by ANI Engines, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Wind River Casino, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Macy's, Carmona's, and Classic Hits 105.3.
For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Remember when your doctor could see you when you were sick and not sometime next week? You didn't sit in a waiting room for hours. Your doctor actually sat down and spent time with you and wasn't rushed to see the next patient? Prestige Urgent Care in the Sunset Plaza on Eureka Way is bringing back old-fashioned healthcare. Walk-in urgent care, walk-in injury care, and the new Healthcare Direct plan are the great services offered. This innovative membership program provides unlimited urgent and primary care for a low monthly membership fee, and pre-existing conditions are not a problem, providing affordable, high-quality healthcare where patients enjoy unrushed visits in a comfortable, professional setting, avoid insurance hassles, copays, and deductibles. Prestige offers three different plans, and there's also a plan for businesses available. For more information, or if you have questions, stop by Prestige Urgent Care, 3689 Eureka Way, or call 244-4577, or visit prestigeuc.com. Make the most of Obamacare and save money while getting the healthcare you deserve.
How often should you have your carpets cleaned? According to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the people who monitor clean air, water, and other sources of contaminants, you should have your carpets cleaned once or twice a year. If you have children, they should be cleaned every 6 months. You know, it really makes sense. Think about all the places you've walked today. Stores, restaurants, the workplace, public restrooms, parking lots. Imagine the stuff you walk on every day. Things both seen and unseen. And the residue can be in your carpets and rugs. Bacteria, chemicals, pollens, grease, and on and on. Not to mention the stains and dander from your pets. It costs so little to have Preferred Carpet Care clean your carpets, rugs, and furniture twice a year. They'll even put you on a schedule and call you. You'll feel better. Your home will be healthier, and your home will look so much better. Call for an appointment. Remember the number, 243-8400.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
243-8400.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. If we're playing Beach Boys car music, you know it's Cool April Nights again. Every day this week, we've had somebody in here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Indwelling, right off of, on California Street across from Jack's. Yeah, where Bombay's is on that side of the street. And I can't tell you, you know, eclectic furniture, but it's just outstanding. Great, great examples of furniture, wall companies, art objects, floor coverings. I can't even begin to name everything that's in there, but tables, chairs, couches. Absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Indwelling, 1760 California Street, Dilgus and Adriana Abrahams. And if nothing, go in there and just talk to them. Have you been in there, Savannah?
I haven't been in there yet, but I love those two.
Oh, you've met? Oh, okay. You know who they are? Yeah. I can't say enough about this couple. And this is, they are such an interesting, we've had her on, and I'm going to get Dilgus on and talk about him, you know. You spend a year in the Turkish prison. You got something to say.
Yeah, he has an extraordinary story.
I'm going to have him on too. Anyway, Indwelling. That was a political prisoner. It was not something he had, you know, a criminal here. It wasn't when I say that. 361-6727. 1760 California Street. Okay. Barbara Harrison is here with me, or it's really, I'm here with Barbara Harrison for the Barbara Harrison Hour.
Good morning.
Good morning, Barbara.
How are you?
Cool April night.
Yes, it is.
Two more days.
Well, actually, one more day to get ready. Tomorrow's the
right.
show.
Okay, yeah. Tomorrow's yeah. the show. Even though, really, all week long. And today, we have things going on at the Show and Shines. We've got Show and Shines at Shasta High School, and we just had the kids in here from Shasta High School. Enterprise High, Foothill High, and at Famous Dave's.
That's true.
And then tonight.
Tonight's the big cruise, rain or shine, I believe. Unless it's a downpour with thunder and lightning, we won't have it, but doesn't predict that at all. We may have a few light showers, and that's it. So
you know, last night.
Don't think your car is going to melt. Come on out.
You know, cars don't melt. I melt. I'm sweet. But I thought it was going to be raining real hard. I mean, I drove right into the middle of all these clouds and was out there for an hour, and never once was there even a drop.
You know, that's kind of been going on all week, and I've been concerned about the Show and Shines because those people plan these things for a long time ahead.
Right.
You don't want them to sour up, but
no rain.
We've had little spots of rain, but not a down. You look at those clouds and you think, oh, my God, where's my umbrella?
We were out there, and I kept saying, I said, this is, I mean, the background was so dark.
Yeah.
Right then, and we were doing things out there, so it accentuated what we were doing. But it was so dark, I said, this cannot possibly not rain.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
Yeah.
If at all.
But, you know, actually, you think about it, every morning this week, we have woken up to clear skies.
Yeah.
With little puffy clouds. This is the first time we've had an overcast.
Yeah, this is the first time.
So we may get something out of this.
Anyway, hey, look, we're here with Bob Creighton.
Yes, we are.
And Bob, you have got, I was just out looking at your car. What year is that?
That is a 51 Mercury.
Okay. Now, saying that's a 51 Mercury is like saying the Grand Canyon is a crack in the ground. All right. This is absolutely we took all the Shasta High School students out. Now, these are in the theater arts. This isn't out of there. These aren't the kids that are probably going to be there at the Show and Shine. And they're like this. Bob was wiping drool marks off his car. It's absolutely perfect.
It's actually a really fun car to have, too. Kind of related to those high school kids. When I was a kid in high school, actually going into my senior year, which would have been the summer of 58, and I lived up in little town of Beaver up in Lassen County.
I was just up there last Friday.
Yeah, well, I was raised up in that country.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy come in from Reading, had a 51 Mercury, white, with a for sale sign in it, and he wanted $350 for it. I made $1 an hour working on a ranch, so that car was a way out of my range.
See, that would have been a whole year's wages if you'd worked every day.
Yeah, and I mean, we didn't work every day, you know, and stuff like we hauled hay and showed cattle and stuff like that. So yeah, that was so far out of my reach, but it was one of those, you know, someday. I was fortunate enough to be one of those guys that actually did get to build one of the cars he wanted when he was a kid in high school.
Okay, I love asking this now. Okay, when did you start working on your 51 Mercury?
Let's see, we've had the car on the street for 4 years now, I think. Yeah, because they had it indoors.
Okay.
And it took me almost 3 years to build it before.
Okay,
that.
So you built this. Now, I know it's for sale.
Yes.
And I don't know, it would be crass to say how much you want for it, but that's really not important, but it is for sale.
Yes, it is.
And, you have got a lot of money, just money tied up into it, but when that money you were talking about out there, is it just money or does that include your time?
Oh, no.
Your time is thousands of hours that
no
you
labor.
Don't.
No labor.
Yeah, no labor costs. Those are just parts.
There was one person that was paid to work on that car, and the other three guys, or the two guys mostly, and I worked on that car, and it's kind of fun. We all of us seemed like we had a car going at one time or another, so we just kind of moved from garage to garage.
This is great. You know what, and I've said this every day, so I know everybody's getting tired of hearing it, but it's like a – very, very, very nice museum opened up when you see these cars, and especially when you see them driving down the street and you see them in the Civic Auditorium. And we have, by the way, two tickets we're going to be giving away as pedestrian gate passes for this Saturday only, tomorrow, for our car show inside the Civic Auditorium.
Outside and inside.
Outside and inside. Yeah. You're right.
Cars load in there at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that Civic is all done.
All right, Bob, now how many other cars have you had over the years?
That I've had over the years?
Yeah, I mean, ones that you would say were show quality. I mean, what was your first car? Let me ask you that.
My very first car was a 39 Ford Coupe, which I paid $50 for up in Alturas. And about a year later, this car didn't have a mark on it. About a year later, I got mad one day and traded it straight across for a deer rifle.
What could get you that mad?
It overheated all the time, and I just got tired of that, and I still have that one hang up on cars. I just hate a car that overheats.
You still have the deer rifle?
No, and somebody asked me just the other day, because I told that story, and I said, I have no idea what happened to that deer rifle.
You probably traded the deer rifle off for a cup of coffee.
Some real intelligent thing like I do a lot of.
Okay, Bob, what do you do when you're not doing this?
Actually, we do a lot of shows. Uh-huh. We also like to travel quite a bit.
That's good.
Been all over. Our last big trip, we went to New Orleans, which I had not been to, which was a really cool place to go to.
I've been there several times. Linda hasn't been, and I hear that probably maybe once every 6 weeks. You know, I haven't been to New Orleans.
I've been 5 times. That I could go tomorrow. I love it.
You know what? It's it is fun, and she and I will make it there hopefully this coming year.
Yeah, kind of a plug for the veterans back there. They just completed three different huge buildings, World War II Museum, and they're working on the fourth one now.
In New Orleans?
In New Orleans, and it is absolutely an amazing thing to go see.
Well, that's great.
You ABC know, did a big story on that on Channel 7. I get LA News, and they picked up and they put that on there. It was really interesting.
Well, that's, you know what, that's good. I mean, that's just another reason to go, just besides the fact that it's...
Yeah, you would really enjoy it.
Well, yeah, and when I was there before, New Orleans was a great place.
Yeah.
But getting back to here, because Redding's a great place, and you know, we've had the Red Bluff Roundup, we've got Cool April Nights, we've got the Redding Rodeo, all here in a row, and then at the end of the summer, you got Big Bike Weekend. I'd love to see Big Bike Weekend get to be half the size of, you know, of Cool April Nights, because it's another way to it brings in people. It puts people in beds, you know, around here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they have a great time. They see what a beautiful place this is.
Well, it's like yesterday now, we went up to the Lions Club had their show and shine up at the dam. And you just stand there and look at what you're looking at. I mean, you look across the lake, you look up in the mountains. That whole thing, the dam. It's absolutely
you get that whole. You get
the
three Shastas
right there.
You get the three Shastas right there. That's cool. Yeah. Okay. All right. So now, is your car going to be inside?
No,
also?
It was inside 4 years ago.
Okay.
I don't repeat. I don't bring them back. It's always new cars in there. Never the same thing.
Well, you know, I understand your boyfriends were saying that they were a little bit upset about that. They never could get a second date.
That's the way it goes.
It's just the way it goes, Barbara. Yeah. All right.
Depends on who they are. They can call me. You know.
Okay, Bob. Okay, you've had this one for 4 years. Are you getting a little
itchy?
I mean, it's for sale out
it's
there.
It's for sale. Actually, the only other car that I've been looking for one of them for a lot of years, and a lot of guys know it, is I have always wanted a 59 Pontiac convertible. And I went up to Redmond, Oregon a few years ago. A guy told me he had one, and he actually did have, but it also had an oak tree growing right up through the middle of it. So that gives you a clue what it looked like. Quite obviously, I didn't buy that one.
Okay, I've got two tickets here for the Cool April Nights for the Saturday only for the show that's going to be happening. 605-4567. The first person to call 605-4567, and so you can go in and see all these great cars that are going to be in and around. And today again at the Show and Shines are outside at the Civic Auditorium. Registration today from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cool Corner Store is for vendors, and Show and Shine outside the Mega Tent, 1 to 4 p.m. and 8:30 to 11 p.m. Catch a Wave, Beach Boys tribute band inside the Mega Tent. Show and Shine's Shasta High, Enterprise High, Foothill High, and Famous Dave's, and of course the cruise. Show up around 2:30 at Cicadas and start your tailgating there.
Yeah, really?
And you know what? And you can tailgate inside and then get your seats, and then because the cruise starts at 6:30.
6:30 to 8.
Hilltop Drive, Dana Drive, Churn Creek, and Cypress Avenues. I know the police chief said he's going to be out there. And we just gave away two tickets.
And that Red Mercury will be there.
That Red Mercury will be there. Hey, thank you so much for being here today with us.
I wanted to make one quick comment.
Absolutely.
And the comment was, you know, there's all these little show and shines been going on. And I was fortunate enough to be aware of it and went out to the one they did at the Veterans Home.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, that was fantastic. The topper to the whole thing was the judges for the show were the gentlemen that are in the home.
The residents.
Each one of those guys had a clipboard, had the pen. they went around, they picked the cars that
they
liked.
They probably were driving these cars
at
some point.
Sure they were.
But they hadn't done anything like that in a long time. They were so happy and so excited to do that.
I tell you what, the Veterans Home and the people out there, I know they've got a new director out there, and we're going to have him on. But Linda Hartman, can't say enough about Linda. And Gary Moore, who's their public affairs guy out there, he is so tuned in.
And
I tell you what, he is doing an absolutely fabulous job. And there's going to be some things coming up. They're not going to make those announcements right now. But I tell you what, the Veterans Home is, they're doing a lot. They're including the people in it. People are, you know, they're being invited to events like this. And, you know, we're saying thanks to these veterans.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they put on that little show because those guys had such a great time.
Absolutely.
But just please remember, come to the show tomorrow. The money that we earn from the walk-in gate goes to our charities, and we support as many kids' charities as we can in this town, and that's our goal. So
great.
Please come and support us.
That's right. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, which is right on Hilltop. And I bet if you go down and see Leonard and say, Leonard, I'm going to buy all this jewelry. Can I sit out in front of your store for the cruise? I bet you can work a deal out. So I ask him that. He's at 2225 Hilltop Drive, a straight shooting guy. All the estate jewelry you can possibly imagine. The only trained watch repairman in the area, all at Four Winds Jewelry. 222-2750 is his phone number, Four Winds Jewelry. Thanks so much, Barb and
Bob. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. And it's going to be a great run tonight.
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's finishing up her bout with pneumonia. Hopefully, we'll get her back here on Monday. She wants to come back all the time anyway, and just is an insidious illness there that you do it, and then you just get, you know, you get kind of like sick after. I mean, you just can't just jump up and keep going. This portion of the show is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546. Father's Day is coming up. If you've got a wedding or a special event, you need to take a look at it in Anselmo Vineyards. The site is just absolutely fabulous. The food's outstanding, service. But they also can take large parties up there, graduations, weddings, ceremonies. I know they're booked pretty full, but you can give them a call. I mean, if it's sometime during a week or something like that, but give them a call at 474-5546 in Semo Vineyards. Okay, let's go to the phones. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, and you've got something happening.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to compete with Cool April Nights, and, you know, this is an inaugural event, the NorCal Jazz Festival, and next year we will be very mindful of that. But if you're in the mood for jazz, we're going to have it at Old City Hall. And if you've never been to Old City Hall, it's a step back in time. The building itself was built in 1907, still has the original jail cell in Old City Hall, which a lot of people don't even realize. But we've actually had people that go through there that go, hey, I spent a night in there. but we're going to have some pretty incredible music. The Usual Suspects, which Redding knows a lot of these folks. The band was formed years ago by saxophonist Jeff Jones. And there are so many folks in this band. Everybody from the rhythm section includes Cleveland Boney and John Gonzalez on the piano, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bernie Baker on guitar, Dwayne Corbin on drums, Paul Senn and Dick Morris on trumpet, and Joe Larson, Mark Govia, and Jesse Lindberg play trombone.
Wow.
The saxophone section is comprised of Dave Short, Mitch Holly, Frank Eller, and Jeff Jones. That's what you're going to hear at Old City Hall.
Well, that's going to be great. And it's continuous from what time, 4 to 10 or something?
Doors open at 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And the music starts. There are two stages. There's a gallery stage downstairs where we'll have acoustic music by Allison Skull and Victor Martin, Charlie Robinson and Dave Elke, and Dose, which is a young new duo that is pretty fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Not mention Charlie Robinson, Dave Elke, they are like legends in the North State, and Allison Spall and Victor Martin are very familiar, also in the Reading area, beautiful duo. And then upstairs on the main stage, we have Charles Bologna Trio and the Bumptet, which are coming up from Chico area and comprised of Bay Area and Chico musicians. So there are six acts. And we want to give away a pair of tickets today, so,
okay.
So,
you know, among all the things, not everybody goes to Cool April Nights, but you can go to Cool April Nights. You can go over and see the Civic Auditorium. You can go see all the shows. The cruise is already gone by.
Yeah.
So you can go over that and then come over and just see some great jazz, kind of relax at night, walk around downtown. And you can do this by calling 605-4567, and we're going to get your names, and your names will be over there, and we'll call. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You can give away in your next set a couple more tickets. We'll do four tickets today.
Okay.
So, you know, if you get a couple of calls, just go ahead and give away two. Just make sure we get their names and we'll put them on. We'll call.
Okay, and that's what we're doing. We already got people calling. And this is for the Old City Hall and the Jazz Festival, the inaugural event. It's going to be great, Deborah. Thank you so much for what you do.
All right. Thank you, Carl. Thanks for highlighting the best of what's in Reading.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All right.
Okay.
We'll be, now we've got people calling in for tickets. If you want tickets for the Jazz Festival, give us a call at 605-4567. We'll give you, and it's right across the street from us right here. And you just have to do is go down there and they'll have your names. It's for the Jazz Festival. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. 605-4567. All right. Let's talk a little bit about some things going on. Hey, you know, people signing up for Obamacare, you know, you're giving a lot of information out. It seems like the Democrats are just okay and Obama's just okay that, you know, those pesky regulations that says you've got to reach, you know, you can't be a criminal and all this to be taking all the people's confidential information. Well, that it seems like that has fallen by the wayside. I guess Obama has okayed the felons manning the confidential Obamacare website. That's right. So how do you feel now about giving that info, your Social Security number, information on your back, your background, everything about you, which they are asking, how much money you make, where you live, any scars on your body? Okay, they may not ask you that. To your friendly site managers who may who may be felons who have been released from prison for anything, you know, embezzlement, how about identity theft, how about all those kind of things? Well, frankly, it's tough enough giving, if I talk to somebody and they want information and they're from another country because we've been outsourced, I know I shouldn't be, but I have a problem with that. I have a problem giving it to anybody really over the phone, so I try to keep it as secure as I can. But this is something that just is something else. You just pile on to Obamacare. Okay. Motorcyclists. Riding a motorcycle is so much fun. It is absolutely exhilarating at times. And then there's times like this. A 26-year-old motorcyclist was hit on the corner of Placer and Bonaventura. They're up there, I think, by the shopping center. By 26 years old, was hit by a 53-year-old woman named Virginia Anderson. It turns out that Virginia was impaired with marijuana, meth, and prescription drugs, which when they questioned her, this is what she said. So here's my question is, oh, and by the way, how did it happen? Well, the driver of the motorcycle, the 26-year-old, was just going through the green light when Virginia pulls out, goes through the red light, pulls in front of her and hits her. Motorcyclist is in critical condition today. Virginia, she's just coming down off that high. That's what she's got. My question is this. Was this just the first time for Virginia that she smoked marijuana, used prescription drugs, and snorted meth or shot meth or whatever you do with meth? Or is this like her second time? Has she been caught before? How many times has Virginia been caught? How many times has she been released from jail? How many times has she been driven and caught doing this? I really want to find those things out today. So when we get off the air, we're going to call and find out. What's her background like? Maybe this was her first time. Maybe she, in her 53 years of life, and that's how old she is, maybe this is just, you know, I just think I'll start experimenting today. Yeah, on these things. So, like I said, this is what I read in the papers. This is why, you know, that she admitted to these things. So, it's just interesting. It's sad and interesting. Anyway, okay. 60,000 marijuana plants seized. A year-long investigation. $1 million in cash, guns. 26 people arrested. 2,100 pounds of processed marijuana. Arrests are taking place in 5 counties up here in the North State. But most of the growing was in Shasta and Trinity County. You know, I just love this. Now I really want to do is everybody that's advocates for marijuana to come up and start getting in the paper and screaming and yelling and saying, good, arrest them. They're criminals. They're criminals. They should be put away. Because we, in the 215 groups, we just grow for ourselves because we need it for medicinal reasons. They should be totally against things like this. They should be cheering the sheriff on. 60,000 plants this year. $1 million in cash, 26 people, 2,100 pounds of processed marijuana. Wow. Okay, there's some stories going on. We've only got a couple minutes. There's some stories going on that you think you're going to be seeing soon about water. Water and Bella Vista and the city. Bella Vista, which needs water, can't get water from the city when you've got a lot of residents in Bella Vista, you know, in Redding, people work here. Instead, when Redding bought the water from the McConnell Foundation, this was all in the papers, and then they sold it to Glynn County, and Glynn County needs water too. So did Bella Vista. Did Bella Vista get a shot at buying the water from, Redding? And at $250 an acre foot, did you know when it comes out of the ground down here on, I think it's Pump Station 1, it costs about, I think it's $25 an acre foot. Is there questions about why the Bella Vista Water District did not get the water from Redding as opposed to another county? I think you're going to be seeing some things about this. There's some questions, though. All right. We come back. Dave Binda from the Record Searchlight, their business editor, will be joining us. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to this. We haven't had Dave on before, and if anybody knows anything about business and maybe the climate and economic climate around here, it would be him. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. This is your grassroots radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. With the ongoing violence in eastern Ukraine, the rhetoric is really heating up.
The war of words over Ukraine is growing fiercer by the day. At a cabinet meeting in Kiev, Ukraine's prime minister accused Russia of wanting to start World War III.
That's the BBC, Steve Rosenberg reporting from Kiev. President Obama, meanwhile, says he'll confer with European allies tonight to talk about another round of sanctions against Moscow. A large section of the country at risk for strong tornadoes and severe thunderstorms over the weekend.
Sunday, it looks like the threat's going to exist from eastern parts of, say, Nebraska, Kansas, southward through eastern Oklahoma and Texas, through the mid and lower Mississippi valleys.
As forecaster Corey Mead at the Storm Prediction Center, there was a drop in military suicides last year. Rear Admiral Sean Buck heads up the Navy's suicide prevention program.
I believe it's an aggregation of a lot of different things. And
among the things, he says, more service members feel free to share their mental distress. The Forest Service has shown overall suicide decline of 15% for last year. A new study at UCLA shows that some people feel free to overindulge in fatty foods because they're taking statin drugs. A bad idea, according to lead researcher Dr. Martin Shapiro.
Statins are taken really to decrease cardiovascular risk. But there are other things that contribute to that risk, notably high blood pressure, hypertension, and diabetes. If people gain weight, they're more likely to develop these other risk factors.
And he says 10 years of national health data suggests that statin users have steadily increased their fat intake and their overall calories at the same time. On Wall Street, stocks been heading lower in early trading following disappointing earnings reports from Ford and other big companies. Amazon fell 8% after the huge online retailer forecast an operating loss for the second quarter as it continues to invest heavily in its business. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Lumber Liquidators once a year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals like top quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 20th.
Michael Phelps finished second to Ryan Lochte yesterday at a swim meet in Mesa, Arizona, but he says it's not bad for his first meet since coming out of retirement after 20 months.
It's one meet, it's one race. It's a long way whether I decide to continue or not. This is awesome.
Today, Phelps competes in the 50-meter freestyle at the Arena Grand Prix. Cracking down on e-cigarettes, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says it's about time.
We don't yet have a full understanding as to whether these products serve as a gateway to the use of regular cigarettes. And we don't know how they influence the behavior of current smokers.
The federal government says it wants to ban sales to minors of e-cigarettes and require approval for any new products and mandate health warning labels on packages, all part of cracking down on what's a growing and thriving industry. This is SRN News. A new private study finds that U.S. manufacturers have grown more competitive over the past 10 years compared with factories in China, Brazil, and most of the world's other major economies.
The Boston Consulting Group study also finds that increasing wages and higher energy costs have diminished China's long-standing edge over the United States. In addition, a boom in U.S. shale gas production has reduced this country's natural gas prices and slowed the cost of electricity. In the past decade, labor costs adjusted to reflect productivity gains soared by 187% in China compared with 27% in the U.S.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. An international two-day conference on internet governance is drawing to a close in Brazil as government officials, academics, and technical experts put their minds together from some 90 countries debating on how the internet should be run. The wide range of topics covered includes the right to privacy, freedom of information, and cybersecurity. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sungold and Angel and Onion Grower and all the people in there, Fiery Girl, talking about all types of things in there. Let's start off with Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor. What's going on, Susan?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, escalating tensions between Russia and Ukraine are pushing stocks lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 146 points at 16,354. The S&P 500 is down 12 points at 1866. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 68 points at 4,079. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Facebook down $2.07 at 58.80. Amazon down $29.75, trading at $307.40. Apple down $1.41 at $566.36. Local stocks of interest, Target down 78 cents at $60.67. Best Buy down 6 cents at $24.14. Bank of Commerce off 8 pennies at $6.52. For commodities, gold is up $11 an ounce at $1,302. Silver up a penny at $19. And crude oil down $1.15, trading at $100 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here. You know, if you want to talk about your Roth IRAs, you're going to talk about, you know, you want to talk about any types of investments, your retirements, your annuities. We've had every one of the Wells Fargo advisors on here and talked and gotten to know them. And just very solid people. And one thing you want, if you ever want to give something to somebody, how about financial freedom? And you can start with your kids by talking to the people down at Wells Fargo Advisors. They can show you how to give your children financial freedom by the time they're my age. Give them a call at 243-7561. Of course, my age is varies depending on how I feel that day. 243-7561, Wells Fargo Advisors, Park Marina Drive. The Reading Grange, number 446, is having a positive feed fundraiser to benefit their scholarship fund Sunday, April 27th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eat in or take out, 4850 Cedars Road right here in Reading. Helps their scholarship fund. See if you can get out there. Everything is winding down about that time. Savannah, what are we looking at for weather here today?
Currently it's 55 degrees, going to get up to just a high of 58, low 41 with an 80% chance of showers. Saturday is going to be a high of 60, partly cloudy, low 46, and Sunday is going to be a high of 66, low 45, and 30% chance of rain. And our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793.
All right. You know, I got a phone call last night at 10:45 at night, which for me, I'm unconscious. It was a Marine buddy that I have known for over 40 years that we went to OCS together. And I don't know if he's listening right now. He's in town. So he calls me so we can have breakfast this morning. So I'm looking forward to that, to see, the wild man, Al Broussard, this morning. He and his wife, Mary. So that was kind of a great news. Usually when phone rings after 9 o'clock at night, it's bad. So. But speaking of good, and he's here in the station with me, I have Dave Benda. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Come well, on. You know, this is the first time, and I don't know why it's taking me so long to ask you to come on. I mean, I read your columns, and we've talked on the phone, and I've, you know, we've emailed back and forth, but you're the business editor. Is that the right, did I get the right?
Business reporter, business editor, kind of like everybody at the paper, jack of all trades.
Okay, now how long have you been with the Record Searchlight?
I started with the Record Searchlight, and I know the exact date, believe it or not, August 27th, 1990, so it'll be 24 years in August of this year.
Okay, I've got to ask then, why do you know the exact date? Is it just something that was blazed into your head?
I just my wife will tell you that I'm pretty good with dates, and I guess the day you start the job you've been at for 24 years. I guess you remember that. So.
Well, yeah, we remember the day we started the station and we kicked off the station. I can't remember other dates, but August 27th I do because that's my daughter's birthday. Not right. 1990, but it was, but August 27th. So how'd you get into newspapers? Newspaper work. Tell us something about yourself.
It wasn't something I dreamed of doing, you know, growing up. I grew up in Santa Barbara, and like, a lot of people, I wanted to, once I graduated from high school, wanted to get away from the roost, and I went to, college at Fresno State. And it was at Fresno State, which has a pretty good, journalism school, Go Bulldogs. I decided to, get into journalism. I worked for the college paper. And I started reporting on sports. I've been a sports fan all my life, loved sports, grew up playing sports, played basketball and baseball, and I figured if I could get paid reporting on this stuff, you know, what a great gig. So that's how I started getting into journalism, graduated from Fresno State, spent 3 years at a little weekly newspaper in the Napa Valley in a community called St. Helena. The St. Helena Star, I don't even know if that paper still exists, was the sports editor at that paper and also a general assignment reporter. And then I took the job in Reading. When you're working at a weekly, the logical next step back then was a daily paper. And I saw a job opportunity in Reading, and I took it, and I spent I would say 7 years in Reading at the Record Searchlight reporting on sports. Did everything. Reported on Shasta College. I did, for 2 years, I was the outdoor columnist. Never fished or hunted, hardly a day in my life before I did that. So I learned a lot about the outdoors.
So you started fishing and hunting then?
I started fishing. Uh-huh. I didn't hunt too much, talked to a lot of people that hunt, wrote a lot about hunting, but enjoyed that. And after that, I spent 1 year as a sports editor at the Record Searchlight. And unlike the St. Helena Star, at the Record Searchlight, when you're a sports editor, you have to manage people. You have a staff. And I had four people working under me, and I learned pretty quick that I don't think I'm a manager. I like to worry about myself and nobody else. And so.
It's a wise man that knows his own limitations.
Exactly. So I spent, like I said, a year as sports editor, this was enough. I should mention that, I am married too. In fact, my wife and I, hello, Meg, if you're listening. I doubt she's listening because she's a teacher right now. She's in the classroom. Oh. We'll be celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. So we started having a family. When you work sports, you work a lot of nights. And I decided, I want to start working during the day, banker's hours, so to speak. So I started reporting business probably around the turn of the century, and I've been there ever since.
Okay. The turn of the century.
Turn of the century.
Isn't that a scary turn of the century? I think of old guys with, you know, these big mustaches and wearing three-piece suits all the time and, you know, small ties. And
turn of the century. Turn makes of the you century. Feel, makes you feel old, huh?
Hey, my guest is Dave Benda, who is the old guy on the, well, you must have, who's got more time than you?
Well, I'm trying to think. Probably maybe one or two people I know are a sports editor, Night editor Mike Chapman has been there longer than me, but not too many people. And that's a scary thought, too.
All right. You know, when we, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Dave Benda from, he's the business writer and a reporter and editor for the Record Searchlight. And I bet if you ask him a couple other things, he does those things too. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Working over 20 years here in the North State, we're just giving outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We use Alliance Heating and Air and are very, very satisfied with their work. I've never had a problem, not even one. They give guarantees. They have warranties 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, local, and do great work. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Our guest, Dave Benda from Record Searchlight. We're going to talk about the economy, the business, those in Reading and in North State and what he sees coming down the line.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. It's Friday, April the 25th. What's going on today? Well, we have, of course, all the show and shines going on. It's, you know, the cruise starts tonight. So where do you go for the cruise? Well, it's down to, I think the Cicadas is having all types of things going on in that big parking lot down there on Hilltop. So head on. That goes from 2:30 to on. The cruise is going to start at 6:30 to 8:00. 2,000. It could be up to 2,000 cars. Anybody that's entered in all the events here gets to cruise, and it's going to be a. I know it looks like it could be raining, but you know what? It won't. It'll wait. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. And guess what? They're on Hilltop. Yeah, that's right. All the cars drive right by. Probably if you go in there, you might be able to work some kind of deal with Tobacco and Brew. Walk next door and you have the finest humidor in the North State there. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. E-cigarettes, e-cigs, they've got all kinds, all makes, all models, all flavors. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Dave Bend is my guest, the Record Searchlight business reporter and editor there, wearing multi hats. We were talking a little bit during the break. Okay, so you've been here for 24 years. You've watched the paper change dramatically over this time, I imagine. What's the biggest change in the paper?
The biggest change in the paper is definitely the electronic medium that we've sort of taken on with social media, you know, the internet. Recently, we have been employing a lot of what we call real-time reporting, where, for example, our city council reporter, Jenny Espino, will go to cover a city council meeting, and you do not have to wait anymore for that meeting to end and Jenny to file her story to know what's going on, because she is live tweeting from that meeting as it happens. So if you follow Jenny, and I know a lot of people do, you can get a blow-by-blow account, so to speak, of what is going on at that meeting. So that is
sometimes
a huge change.
Sometimes that's pretty close to what's
that's
happening there.
You got that right. So that's a huge change in the industry. More people are going to the, you know, their computer, their smartphones, their iPad to read the Record Searchlight.
Well, everything you see in the media and talking to people and just, you know, anecdotal, but everything you read is that print media is on its way out.
That's true. I mean, and those are reflected in not only the Record Searchlight's numbers, but, you know, every paper across the country. Their newspaper subscription numbers are, you know, dramatically down where they were for, you know, a generation or even 10 years ago.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, when I saw something that was very telling that, and they were asking college freshmen, you know, information, you know, what do they believe? And email had become too slow for them. Email was too slow. And I'm like, email's too slow? And because there it is. It's right in their hand.
And you know, I have a 13-year-old daughter, and I she tells me that you know, Facebook is kind of becoming antiquated. You know, it's just
okay. We have Savannah.
We're just moving
here.
Too fast. Yeah. So, you know,
Savannah, is that true? Facebook is.
I say so. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm on it less and less, and I kind of get over it a little bit.
So what are you doing? I mean, where do you send your information? Now, I know you Facebook because I saw your – when you were on mission and the other things you were doing. But so what do you do now to pass that information to your friends?
Well, I still do Facebook. I use my Facebook a lot as an email. But I think when it first came out, it was going on all the time to post photos and mm-hmm. post statuses. And maybe I post a status once a month. And I used to do that every day.
Okay.
So
oh, okay.
It's still popular. It's a way of emailing, but I don't think it's as.
But you don't stay in touch with people like that, no?
Yeah.
So how do they stay in touch with you? I mean, is it over your phone?
Yeah, I would say so.
You get a lot of messages, text, mm-hmm. things like that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I looked at email and thought, gosh, this is pretty cool. And then Facebook. And then now, I guess I see that if somebody told me, maybe, or you, Dave, maybe you're probably smarter about it than I am, 20 years ago, or 25 years ago, that you'd be holding in your hand the knowledge, all the knowledge in the world about everything, and the ability to talk and send photos throughout the world in the palm of your hand, And then you find out that your 15-year-old is sending pictures of his butt to people on that same system. I mean, is this something that I mean, if somebody told me that 25 years ago, I would have said that. I don't know. You know, I would have had a tough time believing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible how fast technology is moving, and in Savannah here is the demographic where, you know, they're not reading the newspaper anymore. They're going to their smartphones to read, hopefully the Record Searchlight or whatever source they use for information, and for better or worse. Those people probably will never go back to the – or never start, you know, reading the newspaper for a lot of people.
I think you're going to see – you know, Silas, and I see Silas how much longer. And he says not in the near future. We're always – you know, we're going to have this paper. But, frankly, maybe it's my generation, but I like reading the paper. I like holding it in my hand.
I turned 50 years old last year, so I have another, 10, 15 years in this industry, and I think the newspaper will hang around as long as I'm working. I hope it does, because I still like reading the newspaper.
I still like reading the newspaper.
I'm an old fart. I just like getting up in the morning and reading that newspaper.
I hate hearing a 50-year-old say they're an old fart. You know, frankly, I think that you're just a child, and just, you know, I've got socks as old as you. Okay, the what do you think? Do you think Record Searchlight reflects our community?
I think it does a great job of reflecting our community. I mean, it's we bring in different voices on our opinion page. I think we do a good job of covering the news and events. I mean, what do you think, Carl?
I like your paper. I sometimes take umbrage at some of the things that are said. I think that the paper missed an opportunity when they highlighted on the front page of the newspaper the story about how we're the third worst city in the nation because we don't feel good about ourselves. I really think the Record Searchlight missed a chance right there on the editorial page to say something, not to say it's Pollyanna or that, but to maybe put some things in perspective. If you read what the survey said with the trails, farmers markets, a lot of the things they said that makes for a happy community, we've got right here. And that was one. I thought, you know, instead that day you had an outsourced editorial. I say outsourced because it comes from like the Sacramento Bee or San Jose Mercury or something like that. I think sometimes the headlines are extravagant, not extravagant, but maybe don't really reflect what's in the story when you get into the story. But overall, yes, I like the Record Searchlight. I've never said that I think that it's a, there should be people marching on, you know, like this. So yeah, I think overall that you all pretty much, just like any business, you know, there's things that you could probably do better, just like we could do probably a lot of things better. But overall, I like the Record Searchlight, and I would hate to think of our community without a newspaper.
I agree.
I don't think your community, unless you have one.
With that. I mean, any community without a newspaper. I saw an editorial cartoon recently about, you know, opining about that very notion of a community without a newspaper. A couple goes to their mailbox, take out the mail, and they're complaining about, I think it was their electricity rates or something going up $50, and they go, how come we didn't hear about this? You know, it's just, where would you get, you know, that the news without the Record Searchlight, a newspaper, it very important, very important. But I'm a little biased, of course.
Well, I think there's things, though. I really think that there's some things, though, that, I think there's some things that we've gotten in deeper that the paper can do. The news stations can't do it. They've got 30 seconds. I mean, we know what they're doing. We'll put an hour on something, sometimes 2 hours on things, having people in. But you all, to me, are that part of our media that when they get into something, you know, you ought to be able to get into it and stay into it and chew it, you know, and, you know, digest it, you know, and then poop it out, whatever it takes, but to keep on that. And I know you do on some, you know, on some things, but I also realize you all are now restricted, just like a lot of other people, by the amount of people you have. You don't have the staff of 26 reporters going out there and fighting each other for those stories.
And we do a good job of what the staff of who we have of getting out there. And your point about how the newspaper can delve deeper into the issues, an example of that was our persistence in getting public records requests and finally getting the public records information on the Clover Fire and the man that they arrested, and looking into deeper into that, how that all came about. It's a perfect example of what the newspaper can do, and in getting the information out.
Yeah. Okay, our guest Dave Benda from the Record Searchlight, the business editor. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Don't replace your windshield until you explore all the options. Jeff Wurst guarantees his work from a small chip to a crack well over 24 inches in length. He can fix it. If he can't, he'll tell you right up front. He's not going to waste your money. He guarantees his work. Located at 3208 South Market Street. Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages.
Highland Park Subdivision has recently opened three new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar-built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar-built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Still I wonder who's about the rain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda is hopefully in that final stage of fighting pneumonia, and she has whipped it. And she'll be back with us Monday. And just, we just don't want to take that one little chance there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. The cheers of barbershops. Man's last stronghold. That's what I like. Man's last stronghold. Even though that there's kids and everybody's else in there too, but Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, my buddy's listening, my Marine Corps buddy, Al Broussard and his wife Mary are listening on the show today. We're gonna go have breakfast with them after the show. And he, Al was the oldest candidate going through OCS. I mean old. He's as old as dirt. He's the oldest person I've ever met in my life. He's listening right now. No, okay. Al's a great guy, a great leader, and had a very distinguished career. And I'm just so happy he gave me a call last night and they came through town. So we were able to catch up with him. So we've seen in a little bit there, Al. Dave Bend is my guest here, the business editor and reporter for the Record Search site. We were just talking about headlines and things like that. Now, but going, it's going into business now, Dave. I mean, you've been talking and writing about this for a while, since, the turn of the century.
A long time. I mean, a lot of things come and go.
What do you think
about
the
economy, ebb and flow here?
Stillwater. What's your thoughts on Stillwater? You think it was a mistake back then and still a mistake, or it was a good idea and it just hasn't come to fruition yet?
I think it just hasn't come to fruition yet. Maybe whether or not it was a good idea, maybe we can't make that determination just yet. It certainly doesn't look like it was a good idea right now, and it's easy to say that when the park's empty.
And, it has been.
What cows are grazing there. And,
yeah, but no longer Glenn Hawes's cows.
No. Okay. but Stillwater, you know, I think everyone's hoping. You know, no one's rooting against Stillwater. I know I'm not, that we're going to get some residents out there.
Well, of course, you know, some of the things that I was talking to a gentleman here, Eric Wichtum, Five Star Bank. But Heidi Hall brought up the same thing. Eric talked to me about it earlier. Heidi Hall, who's running for Congress, is talking about broadband. But the cost of bringing broadband, what do you think about that? You know, bringing in a big cable in here with the, you know, the fiber optics and all this. What do you think that would help?
That could help, bring, you know, you're talking about getting companies to come up here if we had better infrastructure,
right.
That certainly would be a big difference maker. Whether or not that's ever going to happen, I don't know. You know, the economy here in Reading is I've been here since 1990, and it's always been, and it was before I got here, a boom and bust economy. Before I got here, it was the timber industry. Since I've been here, it's been, the construction. I mean, we rode the boom of the, early 2000s in the housing market, and when that imploded, it really, really hit us hard, and we haven't recovered from that.
Well, you've been following this, and I see what you're saying. So, what do you think could happen here? What do you think? We've had logging that went down. The construction industry, it'll take it a while to get back up. You know, we're starting to see a little bit of that. Recreation, we've got the lakes down. We've been talking to some of the marina owners, and they're already down 35%. From last year, which is already down a little bit, you know, from the heydays. So they're down already 35%, and the water we haven't really started losing the water out of the lake yet. I hear these complaints from everybody, we don't have a 4-year college. We don't have a 4-year university here. How can we ever get business here if we don't have a 4-year university? What do you think about that? You think that's a driving force?
Well, I don't think we're ever going to get you're talking like a state university.
Yeah,
or
that's
UC.
What they're talking about.
UC was a big issue when I came here in 1990. In fact, it was just kind of at the tail end of that. We were trying to land, the UC. We ended up, siting a university in Merced, but, again, we're not going to get a four-year university here anytime soon, I don't think. So we need to, you know, make do with what we've got right now. I know a lot of the focus that the EDC has been doing is in the startup world, your entrepreneurs, and sort of getting them into what they call these incubator sites and growing their business from there. The notion of, and this goes back to Stillwater, of landing a company that's going to bring, you know, 200 and 250 jobs and take up 7 acres, you know, that might be an old school way of thinking of economic.
That may be a bridge too far, too.
Yeah.
I think, you know what, I don't know if you watch TV very much, but there's a new TV show called Silicon.
Haven't seen it.
It's about a group of young men, and they're all in an incubator house. One guy owns because he sold an app that had something to do with finding nude women. I'm not sure, but you know, it's one of those type shows. But they've invented something. But that is what I don't think that we're thinking far enough outside the box here. We've got great opportunities up here. I really think we ought to take a look. You know, what's it going to take to get that big fiber optic cable up here, and maybe going out to universities and offering them things like, and offering them like storefronts and electricity. You know, you give us what your plan is, and we'll do this for a year for you, and then we'll take a look at it. You know, maybe trying to do that, incubate our own from right here.
And that's what, again, some of the work that organizations like the EDC are doing. They've actually rented some space from businesses in town to set up incubators.
Great. Well, it's time to get Mark back on again.
That's a small scale, you know, thing. It's going to take time. You know, people don't want to hear it, but maybe patience, and we need to stress more of that. But anyway,
what do you think about the airport? It looks like we lost it, but from what I understand, that the vast majority of the people that put money into it, that $1 million. Have re-signed up for it as we go after somebody else.
Well, that's good. I wrote about that a couple weeks ago, talking to Rod Dinger, asking him, cause they had a June 1st deadline, to, land an airline to bring services to Los Angeles. And, I asked him if, these investors are going to re-up. And at that time he didn't know. So
I've heard that heard Mark LaSalle say that a lot of them have.
Well, that's good. The airport, I think we are, to a great extent, damned by geography when it comes to the airport. We're really close to Sacramento, and Sacramento is a huge, it's a Southwest hub. You can fly to, I think, all four Southern California basin airports from Sacramento. Sacramento Airport's very accessible. A 2-hour drive, it's not.
I know it's tough to bring it in, but you know, but the main complaint is from businesses is trying to get in here and get out. You know, trying to get in the morning and then get out in the evening. As we know, that one airline will cancel flights.
But you wonder, and I've never been able to get a straight answer from, the airlines when I talk to them. You know, what are they looking at with the city of Reading? I mean, why can't we get more air service? I mean, at one time, and it wasn't too long ago, 4 or 5 years ago, we were flying to Los Angeles, we were flying to Portland,
right.
We were flying to San Francisco.
Alaska Airlines was in here, right?
Horizon,
yeah,
okay. Correct.
Well, I know it's expensive. I know their gates are expensive. But they also said something that people are willing to pay the premium here, that $250 round trip to someplace, you know, to LA or whatever the premium price is, because it saves them the 5 hours of driving down, parking, and driving back.
And we have $1 million to prove that, The airline and Rod says the airlines that's something they take seriously. We'll have to see. I mean, I know Modesto also recently raised over $1 million in a travel bank to land service to Los Angeles. And they are working with a consultant, and that consultant has told the city that he has somebody potentially lined up. But Modesto just lost service to San Francisco via SkyWest, which we have.
I wonder how much it would cost to have a 40-person jet and fly from here to L.A. I wonder how much that would cost. You could fly it in the morning and in the evening. I wonder how much that would cost. I realize there's jet fuel. I imagine it must be the docking fees that it would be, because you could fill it up, I know, both ways. Anyway, because, I mean, just think about it. If you leased an aircraft to fly in, I mean, it's not going to cost you any money here, because I'm sure they'd give you the free spot there. But to fly into L.A., if you had a leased jet to do that.
Yeah.
Until you could land a bigger, you know, to show, hey, this plane flies every day and it's full every day.
And when if you talk to the airport and they'll send you the numbers, they'll tell you that when we had that L.A. service, it was practically full. I mean, people used it.
And I think once it starts, they would use it, because there's, you know, more and more. Okay, we got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani and his crew down there at 2539 Larkspur pride themselves on their customer service and having what their customers want. Great selections of ammos and, of course, guns. A lot of guns on sale there. The ammo from 22 to 4570, they have it. Give them a call at 222-8222. John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms, local. You know, before you go into these big box stores to look at guns, give John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms a look. I tell you what, he's very competitive. Plus, you get people that know you and care about the people here in Reading. We'll be right back.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
243-8400.
How often should you have your carpets cleaned? According to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the people who monitor clean air, water, and other sources of contaminants, you should have your carpets cleaned once or twice a year. If you have children, they should be cleaned every 6 months. You know, it really makes sense. Think about all the places you've walked today. Stores, restaurants, the workplace, public restrooms, parking lots. Imagine the stuff you walk on every day. Things both seen and unseen. And the residue can be in your carpets and rugs. Bacteria, chemicals, pollens, grease, and on and on. Not to mention the stains and dander from your pets. It costs so little to have Preferred Carpet Care clean your carpets, rugs, and furniture twice a year. They'll even put you on a schedule and call you. You'll feel better. Your home will be healthier. And your home will look so much better. Call for an appointment. Remember the number, 243-8400.
The 66th annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with 3 performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all 4 nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Reading Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Savannah, you are so good. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, the 25th of April here. Savannah, let the month get away from us. You know, it's almost the 1st of May. And then it's Cinco de Mayo. And then it's downhill fast after that. Cinco de Mayo. It's 8:50 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. What kind of day is it going to be, Savannah?
We're going to get some rain, I think. 80% chance of rain, high 58.
Well, you know what? It's going to be around the cruise, though. It'll be before and after the cruise. Cruise goes from, of course, the big cruise on Hilltop going down there goes from 6:30 to 8. You get down there early and tailgate, so you won't even, you know what? If you tailgate well enough, you won't even notice if it's raining. You'll just think it's a little fuzzy out there. this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. You know what? How appropriate. Reading Crown Motors. If you're looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, go to Crown Motors. Don't leave the city. Go to 555 Cypress Avenue. They're your local Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Their service department is spectacular. They are that good. Reading Crown Motors, 223-2177. And again, 555 Cypress Avenue. This might be the day you want to go out and get that Dodge Viper and do 432 miles an hour heading north or south. Our guest is Dave Benda from the Record Searchlight, the business editor and the business writer. Okay, Dave, here's your chance to be all seen and, because you've been here since, you know, well beyond the turn of the century. Is Reading in Shasta County, in whole, would you say, are they friendly to business?
I would say overall, I think they're not unfriendly to business. I mean, Shasta County, the Board of Supervisors approved that regional mall in the Turn Creek Bottom. It wasn't the Board of Supervisors who ultimately, voted thumbs down not to build that thing.
They voted thumbs down on, I guess there was a car park.
The Auto Mall. Before,
the Auto Mall before in the same area.
3-2 before, yeah. And then the regional mall proposal. So, mm-hmm.
But they went for the Churn Creek Mall.
They went for the Churn Creek Mall. I mean, we're at, City of Reading's moving forward.
Oasis?
Albeit slowly on the Oasis project. Now, a lot of people will argue, do we need another, regional mall in Reading? We've been having trouble filling up a lot of the empty, commercial space that we have, right now. But I don't think the City of Reading or Shasta County Board of Supervisors, are against business.
Do you think that they're – I didn't say – okay, I'm not using the word against because that's a very strong word, mm-hmm. even though you could say that. But are they pro? Are they doing everything in their possible – I mean that you see. Are they doing everything in their power to make it – let's say we're open for business, a big sign, open. Are they doing that?
Stillwater. We're open for business.
Stillwater. Don't drive too fast. You hit the cow that's grazing out there. But in the city here and in the county.
That's the City of Reading. So,
right. And, okay. But is it saying open for business? Are we giving the signals out there that we want you? I know the EDC is out there like scurrying around like crazy, but it's got to be as the city. And then the other thing too, it's kind of a relationship between what the city does, what the county does. And I think with what the paper does, if the paper puts negative stories on the front page, does that hurt business?
I don't think
from
it
coming
hurt.
In.
No, I don't think it hurts business. I mean, you're referring to the Gallup poll story.
Well, not right? just that one, but others. Okay, criminals or things.
Yeah. No, I don't think it. I don't think it hurts. I don't think businesses read the newspaper or go to our site and look at what's being printed and say, I'm not coming to Reading.
You don't think that's part of what they do if they're looking at relocating? They go back and look at the paper.
Maybe it's part, but I think it's a small part. They're not trolling our comments on the, you know, saying, you know, well, this is what these people, you know, I'm not coming.
Thank God.
I'm not coming to this town. Are you crazy? No.
Yeah, there's four crazy people out there writing all these comments.
No. I mean,
it's part of what people see.
But it's also the news, and we're going to report the news, whether it's good news or whether it's bad news. I mean, when the housing market first started to tumble, I was reporting stories on that, and a lot of people were unhappy with, well, you know, why are you reporting that? You know, things are still selling, and it was happening,
yeah.
and ultimately, it's what happened.
I do like what the paper does. Got into this where they were putting like a real positive story. It started like 2 months ago, putting a positive story, local story on the front page. I like that. You know, then you can kind of surround it with other stuff. As long as you say, hey, this is what's going on and it's good. And it's maybe not by no means a national story, but things like, rebuilding parts of the Good News Rescue Mission and all these. I mean, it's just a positive part of a lot of positive things here in our
mm-hmm.
city.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. it's you know, we're going to report the news whether it's good or bad, and we do report a lot of good positive stories.
Okay, I give you $10 million.
$10 million.
Well, maybe that's not enough. Or I'll give you 20, whatever it is. What business would you bring in?
Bring in a $10 million. Well, I couldn't bring in a Major League Baseball team. That's probably not enough money to do.
By the way, Colt 45s are getting ready to start. We're doing 45 nights of Colt 45s right here at the station.
That, and I think what, they're doing, Rick Bassetti's doing, bringing in the stadium seats, working out a deal with Simpson. I mean, that's an example of something
Absolutely.
Good going on
Absolutely.
In this town, and something that I think, ultimately, if we could land a minor league baseball team, I think that would be great
Super.
For Reading. I think that would be fantastic.
Okay.
That's what I'd like to do with $10 million. Let me start up a minor league baseball, league and bring a team to Reading, you know?
How big a, I was thinking maybe software company or something, but you're saying minor league baseball?
Yeah. I mean,
what could come here? I mean, what could we attract here? What kind of business? You read all the journals, and this is your job is business. What kind of job, or what kind of businesses could we attract up here?
You know, I've always wondered why, with all the lakes, Lake Shasta, the houseboating capital of, one would argue, you know, of the West, why we don't, have more, boat manufacturers or that kind of businesses around here on a larger scale, houseboat manufacturers, something like that. That's one thing I've always, wondered about. I'd like to see more, you know, tech companies come here. I'm not sure again, what specifically, what type of business, you know,
yeah,
I'd like to
come I think
here.
If we could break that code, we could do it. But you know, it's that kind of thing is because California is, it's not easy for businesses. As reported across the country, everybody thinks this is the worst place in the world to do business. And I think right now they're doing something down in Sacramento which will kind of impact on that, even make things worse. And I was reading it in Record Searchlight today on something they were, you know, about doing something else that the Chamber of Commerce is going, oh, good. Let's just kill all these jobs too. Crime. We've only got a couple minutes left. Crime here in Reading and the North State under AB 109. Job killer. Business killer.
It's certainly not helping things, and the business people will tell you that. It's interesting. AB 109 is a story that's not going away, and you know, I know it's had a big impact on downtown. You probably are aware.
Yeah,
of
we do a lot of stories on it, and.
It's not helping. I wouldn't say it's a job killer, but it's certainly not helping.
Yeah, and I you know, in the part is, I see people are starting to get really upset. They want to see what's the plan. what are we doing about this? You know, I mean, it's one thing to say we don't have room in a jail. And it's just true. But what are we doing to fix this? So, anyway, Dave Bennett has been my guest. Dave, thanks a lot. I wish we had had you in 4 years ago.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's you do the business here, the business editor, the business reporter, and we see your columns all the time in Record Searchlight. And again, to be a community, to be a city of growth and prosperity, and to have a community needs a good, viable, vibrant paper that reflects the community. And brings up things that we need. Sometimes we need to have a light on because we don't want to see it.
Well, thank you, Carl. And again, thanks for having me. And be love to come back if you ever want me to.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we told Silas, you know, when we first started this, you know, we started the station like 5 years ago. We said, you know, Silas, Record Searchlight ought to have somebody on here all the time. He said, my conflict of interest or something. Anyway, we'll talk to him some more about that. On Monday, speaking of crime, we have Tracy Weed on, who is the acting probation officer of Shasta County, who has a lot to say about what's going on in our plan to fight this crime and to fight the ones we've got on the streets. And she'll be with us Monday. And then DA Steve Carlton will be with us Thursday. So we're trying to cover all the bases here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Have a great weekend. See you down at the cruise tonight.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
In Ukraine has prompted Standard & Poor's to drop Russia's credit rating to just above junk status.
S&P's decision is a reflection of the pressures the Russian economy is under. In the first 3 months of the year, investors took more than $50 billion out of the country. S&P says the tense geopolitical situation between Russia and Ukraine could lead to further outflows of capital and undermine already weak prospects for growth, especially if sanctions are ramped up.
That's BBC's Theo Leggett. SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston says that Russia's finances could take an even deeper hit as President Obama threatens more economic sanctions.
Up until this point, the U.S. has slapped sanctions on individuals in Moscow over the Ukraine standoff. But at a news conference in Seoul, South Korea, the president said there are plans to sanction entire sectors of Russia's economy if there's a military invasion. Yet, for the second time in two